Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on ClaudioRelsano.com. Brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everybody, and thanks so much for tuning in to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions and my great producer, Adam Zaloof. At the beginning of the show, I want to mention we had our guest a few weeks ago, the champion bodybuilder slash rock legend, Thor. He is going to be in Pittsburgh on September 21st. Doors open at 9 p.m. at the Hotel Eveline in Bloomfield, Pennsylvania. It's the Hammer of Justice Tour 2019, promoted by Eric Jackson Lurie Productions, LLC. Make sure that you go to the show. It's going to be a great show. The phone number for tickets will be area code 412-681-9677. Today's guest, there are two rock stars to me, two guys that, boy, what memories I have of them, not only as baseball players, but more importantly, as people. We've kept in touch all these years after they graduated. That means more to me than anything. Two wonderful athletes, students, businessmen now, successful family men, which is most important. Two Hall of Famers, two Carnegie Mellon University Baseball Hall of Famers. And that's Wade Brogdon, who was a shortstop, great shortstop and pitcher, and James Langhauser, who was a pitcher, outfielder. I think he made a cut for me, and he always bugged me to play shortstop, and I think he did play some shortstop for me. So, Wade and James, thank you guys so much for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Claudio.
Yeah, happy to be here.
All right, James, thank you, guys. Thank you. First of all, Wade, what made you – now, first of all, tell us where you're from. I mean, I know all these things, but tell us where you're from. Originally, and why did you choose Carnegie Mellon University?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Claudio.
Thank you.
Yeah, a quick thing about me, I grew up in Gwinnett County in Georgia, and kind of right next to Cobb County, you know, Cobb County baseball and all the nonsense around the, that program there. But was, played baseball, football, basketball all 4 years of high school at Brookwood High School. Was All-State in football as a safety and running back. And then in baseball, we won the 2008 state championship and were ranked number one in the country in the USA Today and Baseball America, my high school team was. So had kind of a, almost like a movie type high school career. Went up to Pittsburgh for my undergrad. I wanted to play football, actually. I didn't get to play a whole lot of baseball in high school. I was behind the guy who ended up going to the league for a little bit. Actually, both our middle infielders spent a little time in the minors that were a year older than me. So I really only got to play my senior year. So I wanted to go play football somewhere, thought I had a shot at it, and the Little Ivies were looking like the best opportunity. So ended up at Carnegie Mellon. Originally played football, and I realized really quickly that baseball was going to be it. So that was the long and short of it. So,
well, I'm certainly glad you did choose baseball. James, what about you? Where are you from, and why CMU?
Yeah. So I'm originally from Basking Ridge, New Jersey. I also, like Wade, played football, basketball, and baseball all 4 years in high school. Little less impressive credentials in terms of high school. We were not state champions, and nor was I All-State. But I believe I was All-County, I think, my senior year. So, you know, I got that going. I was very interested in playing baseball somewhere in college. And, ultimately what ended up drawing me to Carnegie Mellon over other schools, I was looking at a few different options in the, you know, PA, Maryland area, Johns Hopkins, Carnegie Mellon. But like ultimately, I was driven to Carnegie Mellon for academics. So I was very interested in engineering and their computer science program that they had to offer at Carnegie Mellon. And I actually ended up also doing a second degree at Carnegie Mellon a few years ago now, getting my MBA from the Tepper School of Business.
Right. I certainly remember that. I was hoping you'd squeeze in another year, but I guess we couldn't. But now, what were you?
Too old. Too old.
Nah, you guys still have it. I tell you what, I remember the first time, I, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but I wasn't at practice. Remember we were practicing at the BTA. I'm sure you guys remember that place. So right across the street was that restaurant. Damn it, what the hell is that restaurant, James? The Hoagie Place.
Trust I can't think of the name. Yeah,
I shouldn't mention them anyway because they're not a sponsor yet. But anyway, I remember calling Reg. Not yet.
Yeah.
I remember calling Reg and I said, as far as Wade's concerned, because we were looking for a shortstop, I said, how's the new play? He said, we got a new player. I said, who is he? Some guy named Wade from Georgia. I said, is he a good guy? Was the first thing I said. Oh man, this kid can hit. He can throw. He looks like he can really field. I said, is he a good guy? And he kept explaining, what a good player Wade was, and then defensive reach. What kind of guy? So he seems like a nice kid. And obviously, Wade was an unbelievable guy. And then James, I still remember to this day, walking into Skibo. And I think about it often, just walking, just where you're walking, cutting our gym. We have a very small gym, for those of you who don't know. And I still see you hitting against that net, that blue screen, whatever the hell that thing's called. But, what year, because, you coach so many different guys and guys, they graduate, they come in. I don't know what year, they come in and leave. But, Wade, what year did you come in and what year did you graduate?
Yeah. They're 2010 to 2012. I was at Carnegie Mellon in 2009, started, but I played football for the first semester I was there. I had a short journey. I ended up graduating early and taking advantage of the easy classes in the business school, getting through
it.
But James, when were you there? Because we overlapped for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 2006 to 2010.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. I
have a picture that we took in Florida, and which we're all there. But and that leads to my next question. Before I get to that question, when you guys came in, I mean, Wade, you just mentioned your very successful high school, and James, New Jersey's big time, and here we were, little old CMU. What were your, Chase, what was your expectations coming into the program, to the baseball team? Like, what did you think it was going to be like? I mean, obviously, for those of you who don't know, we don't have a facility on the field, or I'm sorry, on campus. We have to go, about 20-some minutes away, which I guess we did back then, too, at Bellevue. And even further, we practice in a, kind of a small gym, but what were your expectations when you first got there? And then when you left, did those 4 years that you played, did it change your mind about the program or,
Yeah, definitely. Coming in, honestly, I wanted to play, my expectations weren't very high. Like, I didn't know how serious the team was. I didn't know if it was going to be to show up for games once a week or if there's even going to be significant practice time. I didn't even realize we had a coach initially, to be honest. Right. Like I just kind of thought it was going to be a group of guys kind of getting around and getting together and goofing off and playing some baseball occasionally. I think over really quickly, first off is you kind of recognize the passion that you brought to the team, Claudio. It's you're very serious, very dedicated about it. And I think that's it was a big driver in kind of changing, my perception of what I was doing there. Right. It became, less a hobby that I was going to just go play some baseball occasionally, but it was a serious team and a commitment. And you know, I think from my tenure, from where we started my freshman year to where we ended, you know, my senior year with Wade and company on the team, I think the strides the team like exponentially better over time. I think, you know, the caliber of players, the caliber of people we have on the team just got better and better as we went. And it was cool to be a part of. And you know, I know like while I was there, we didn't have, you know, we never made the playoffs or anything, but I know you guys started doing that, you know, after I left. So I like to think that, you know, I helped the program a little bit, and then, you know, we grew it from there. So,
without question.
I mean, it was cool to see. I think that the team really evolved and got a lot better over the years.
Well, I appreciate that. And without question, those guys still know your names because I mention you guys all the time. But, you know, I know at the University of Kentucky years ago after they had their scandal or whatever, Rick Pitino, who was coaching at the time, he had, you know, that group that took that team from the scandal and losing to the NCAAs, you know, and he retired their numbers. And he always said, without that group, they wouldn't be where they are even today. And there's no question that, you know, we were fortunate enough to win the conference in 15 and 16. And without question, you know, you guys, you know, weren't there on the field, but you guys were on the field, and you guys definitely set the tone. Wade, what were your thoughts coming in? And by the time you left, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, James, I appreciate the sentiment there, man. And, you know, we had a good crew kind of, I guess, around my year, you know, that team, though, my first year, that was my favorite squad. You know, I guess that was my freshman year going into sophomore fall. But yeah, you know, initial impression, I was just really, you know, similar to James. I went, you know, you don't go to Carnegie Mellon for any other reason but academics.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's so expensive. It's so competitive and intense that if you wanted to do anything else, you should go somewhere else. You'll drop out. So I really, you know, I was, to be honest, and Claudio, I've told you this kind of privately before, but really struggled both personally and academically my first go at Carnegie Mellon. I don't like to brag about this, but I got placed on academic probation after my first semester. You know, was just not in a good place, not very happy with myself, and something kind of felt off. You know, playing a sport that I wasn't in love with anymore in football wasn't helping, but it was also things I would do on the weekend weren't being productive, and weren't making me feel good. And so, you know, you get drawn into the partying scene and you go a little overboard with it. Not saying that us baseball guys didn't have a great time, but there's a big difference when you have, you know, some people counting on you on the weekends and, something that you really love doing and you look forward to, you know, Thursday, you're getting excited about kind of batting practice on Friday night. And then Saturday, you get to play a couple games, maybe a game or two on Sunday, weather permitting, and then watching football, do some homework and go to sleep. And that's your weekend. And so, you know, my expectation coming to the program, I was hoping we were just going to get to play some serious baseball because, in my opinion, this is the reason I haven't been able to play since Carnegie Mellon. Baseball isn't fun unless it's serious. I can't just play for fun. You know, that's what I was envisioning. Now, I didn't expect it to be as intense or as competitive as it ended up being. We ended up playing some dudes. I mean, I remember we still held our own, but it was a lot more competitive than I was expecting. So similar to James, you know, James's opinions there. On you know, thought we were going to get to play some games here and there, but I loved it. It honestly, I've told this to multiple people. It saved my career at Carnegie Mellon. Kind of, you know, I was probably a couple weeks from transferring, to be honest. Going back down to Georgia somewhere, kind of a state school, and just living that life. But that was it exceeded the expectations, absolutely.
Well, that's great to hear. You know, I remember the intensity that you both brought to it and the leadership qualities that you both brought to it. Wade, if somebody kind of, you know, I don't want to say got out of line because I've been pretty lucky, but if somebody maybe didn't take it as seriously as they should have, you right away put them on track. And James was the same way. And I remember one time with James, we were at Kent State. And I kind of remember the exact spot, and he was upset about some things. And I said, James, I don't know if you remember this or not, James, but I said, be intense, not tense, you know, because you were just trying to hit like a 700-foot home run, you know. But it's better to try, you know, over try than not try at all. But the one thing that I tell people all the time before we go to a commercial break here is that when I was approached about the job in 2005, I turned it down twice, because CMU baseball had not had a winning season in over 40 some years. And as a matter of fact, whenever I coached anywhere else collegiately, the first team that I would call would be Carnegie Mellon to play them in non-conference games, because they were, you know, we'd always win. And then the third time they called me, Ryan Combs, you guys remember Ryan. I said, yeah, you know what? I'll take it. And it was the best professional decision I ever made. It's because of people like you guys. And of course, you know, you guys were a part of the first winning team ever at CMU. And it's been a great run. This is my 15th year, if you guys can believe that. That's crazy. But
wow.
Yeah, it went quick. But on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania. We will be right back with Carnegie Mellon University Baseball Hall of Famers, Wade Brogdon and James Langhauser. We'll be right back. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Aspire Pediatric Therapy in locations Moon Township, Pennsylvania at 993 Broadhead Road, Suite 10, and Banksville at 2893 Banksville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. North Hills area, Pines Plaza Shopping Center, 1130 Perry Highway, Suite 120, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And the Punxsutawney area, 1464 North Main Street, Suite 14, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and the city of Pittsburgh in the north side, 1301 Beaver Avenue, Suite 10, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And remember to check out their website for all of their information at aspirepediatrictherapy.com. Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070. Okay, guys. Now, before I'm going to ask you what your favorite memory or memories were, mine of both of you, Wade, I remember, and there's so many of both of you, so many, and if I think about them too much, without question, I'm going to get very emotional. But anyway, the memory I have of you, Wade, besides the way you feel to this day, I love the way you would field a ball at shortstop. You would position yourself towards first base before you even caught the ball, which saved so many steps. And I still tell my shortstops, do what Wade Brogdon. So they know who Wade Brogdon is by that. But anyway, when you hit a home run in Florida, and I made sure one of the guys got the ball, your mom was there, your grandfather was there. And
yeah,
I said, make sure you get that. Yeah, make sure you get that ball. And I gave it to you, and I said, give it to your, and I said, here you go. Give it to your grandfather. And I know that he was very, very touched by that. And but that's my memory.
That was the last
of you.
That was the last game you ever saw me play. He died a couple months after that. Maybe a month after that. And, you know, he kind of, I'm naming our firstborn son, you know, if we're lucky enough to have children here in the next couple of years, after him, he's kind of my idol. So that was, you know, that was a really special moment. I still have that ball. Cause we, you know, it got passed over to us after he passed. My grandma made sure I had it. And, so that was a really special memory. Something that I still like to think back on. That was a cool trip too, down in Florida, you know, playing some baseball.
Yeah.
Felt like back in, back in the teenage years, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It was just a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
And we played well too. That was great.
Yeah, we did.
That was great.
We
story.
Did. We
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
James, memory for you, I tell you, there were so many, but you pitched a hell of a game against Robert Morris at Pullman Park in Butler. And I wanted you to pitch in that game because that's a former Yankee minor league ballpark. And I know you're a huge Yankee fan. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember, I'm not sure you remember that game, but you shut them out. And they were kind of mouthing off a little bit before the game because they never saw you pitch. They just saw you in the outfield. And you just blew them away. But and another thing with you, James, and I think about it to this day, I'm going to ask you, and I know you're going to know the answer. When you were on second base, and obviously I was coaching third, what was our signal to each other for you to steal third?
Your shrug.
That's right. That's right. I would shrug at James. I'd look at him, and I would shrug my shoulders and say, hey, if you want to take it, take it. And, you know, I've tried to do that with some other guys, and it just doesn't. And we never spoke about it. We just kind of, and then later on, as we kept doing it, it was almost a smile from James and a smile from me. And he would, you know, James is the all-time base stealer at CMU. But that was, I just, every time, a lot of times we get a guy on second base, I'll think of that, you know. But James, what was your you know, a memory for you that you think about?
There's a lot. I don't, you know, the one that always pops into my head, honestly, is I think of that deer that came out of the field before that one game. Do you remember that?
The deer?
Wait, say that again?
Yeah. That deer that came out in left field.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We had this kid, Tom. And he weighed about a buck 30. And I think he was older than me. Tom's a great guy. And once in a while, he sends me a text. But he was about a buck 30 soaking wet. We were at this baseball field in Bellevue, Pennsylvania. And all of a sudden, this deer comes out on the field. And James and I don't know who else, a couple starters, we're going to go out and get this deer and move him, you know, get him. I said, no, you got to stay back. You know, Tom never played. I said, Tom, you go get him. Tom went and got him.
Tom,
I think
he put that deer in a headlock and dragged him
off
the field.
I was shocked because that deer was a nice sized deer and Tom grabbed him like a wrestler, gave him a headlock and dragged him a good distance. And then, but the bad thing, I think Tom got ticks from that, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah, that was,
Claudio,
I tell you, go ahead.
Yeah, I got another great memory as well. And it gets brought up all the time when me and Julia, my wife, meet new people is the first game she ever saw me play. I forget where we were. But it was maybe it was outside of the city, a good ways, maybe 45, 50 minutes out. Nice field. I was on my second at bat and I saw her walking up. She had parked in the outfield and she was, kind of, you know, you had to walk around the first base side. And so I was all excited. I was going to really try and get a great hit. And literally the first pitch plunks me right in the left cheek. And she saw it as I was walking up. That was the first play she ever saw me play. So it was pretty hit. Funny on that.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Got hit. Yeah.
and of course you guys are married now, which is great.
Yep. Absolutely.
Now, another memory that I don't know if you guys remember or not. Wade, I don't know if you were there or not yet. James, remember that kid, Aaron? I forgot his last name. He was our third baseman. Great kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he led the world in strikeouts. And he just would strike out, strike out, strike out, strike out.
To be clear, he wasn't like missing by a little bit. He would be times like a foot and a half away from that ball when he was playing.
At least. And he used to play third base for us. And one time I was thinking about leaving the base open because he'd get the ball and he'd throw it. It would be an error and the guy would go to second base. I said, hell, if nobody's there, the ball just goes through and he can stay at first base. But I had to put somebody there. So one time we were playing Pitt or West Virginia. I'm not sure. I don't remember who. And we made this big comeback. We were down like 8-0. And we came back. It was 8-7. And I got him. I said, hey, Aaron, that's it with the strikeouts. I've had it with the strikeouts. You're up. There's a runner on third. We need you to get this hit. And I cussed him out. I mean, I never cussed a player out. I cussed him out. I said, that's it. No more strikeouts, Aaron. And he was like in shock. You know, okay, coach, all right. He gets a hit, and he ties the game up. Then the next time he comes up with a runner in scoring position, he strikes out. And, James, I don't know if you remember, but you said, Claudio, you should have cussed him out again. Aaron was a great kid. I loved Aaron. He was a good guy. But on that note, we're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Western Pennsylvania. We'll be right back with CMU Baseball Hall of Famers James Langhauser and Wade Brogdon. We'll be right back. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070. Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations. Okay, guys. First of all, are you impressed with my commercial introductions?
I love it.
Yeah, it's pro. It's very professional, Claudia.
Thank you. Thank you. We used to joke about being big time. I'm trying to be big time here, James. Now, Wade just kind of answered this next question, but do you guys – one of my goals for when you guys leave is to hate leaving. You know, hate leaving the program, hate leaving playing, hate leaving me. You know, do you guys ever think about your days of playing baseball at Carnegie Mellon?
All the time.
Wade.
Yeah. I absolutely, absolutely miss it. You know, I tried to play a little once I left. I was in a couple men's leagues. And it's just not the same, you know. Number one, it's a level of competition. Number two, it's, you know, the coach actually being a good guy and you know, looking out for you and wanting you to play well. And then it's just the seriousness of the game. It's a serious game. It's just like football. You can't play football for fun. It has to be to be serious. Then it's fun. So I miss it all the time. Wish I could go back and play a couple more, you know, a couple more years. I think my arm would fall off, but, yeah, absolutely.
I'd love to have you back. I'd love to have you back. James, what about you, brother?
Yeah, same story. You know, I think about it all the time. I miss playing a ton. You know, every time I'm watching a game or something, I see someone from the outfield try to throw someone out, and I think to myself, oh, I would have had him dead by like 5-10.
Without question. Without question.
And that's what I start thinking about and missing playing a lot. So, you know, like Wade, you know, after school, I played in some slow pitch softball league. I played in some like pretty competitive slow pitch softball league, which was fun, mm-hmm. but it wasn't the same. You know, I still miss like playing on a real competitive team with like, you know, a serious team. So, you know, do miss it all the time. Miss it enough that I considered trying to play when I came back from my MBA, but had some other commitments that were taking up my time. So.
Well, it would have been nice to make a few memories, that's for sure. But like I said, you guys brought so much to the table and made my, I don't want to say job, but made my position so much easier. I mean, knowing, you know, I didn't have to worry when you guys were up or on the bases or pitching or whatever it was. And it was not just as players, and we'll get to this at the end, but as people. So I think of you guys, like I said, all the time, and talk about you guys all the time. But so now you guys had great academic careers at CMU. You guys had great baseball careers at CMU, which led to Halls of Fame, which you both definitely deserve without question. Now tell us what you're doing now, where you're living. Tell us about your family lives. You know, what you do work wise, James, let's start with you.
Yeah. So, I am, now living in Philadelphia. I'm living in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Me and my wife recently bought a home out in the suburbs. We have a 19 month old son. I jumped ahead. 19 month old son, named Derek. And I'm trying right now to get him into baseball. So trying to teach him to swing a bat already. we have another son on the way as well, due in December. So looking forward to number two. And just like generally really enjoying life as a father and a husband. So I'm really, really loving that. And then, work-wise, I work for the Boston Consulting Group. I'm a project leader for them. And we do largely strategy and management consulting, and I've done most of my work within manufacturing and supply chain for them. So we go work for we have clients in various industries and functions, and we go kind of help them solve and deal with some of their bigger issues and challenges they're facing on a day-to-day basis.
That's great. That's great. And do you still wear that hair bandana thing or no?
No, I keep my hair nice and short and professional.
That was your thing for baseball.
Yeah, I'm gonna take some time off for paternity leave coming up, so maybe I'll grow that hair back out.
There you go,
bring it back. So.
There you go. What about you, Wade? Tell us where you're at now, and tell us about your what you do and your family.
Yeah. So. After Carnegie Mellon, me and Julia moved out to California, lived in San Francisco for a few years, and I got involved in technology companies, really on the sales side and investing side. And so started a venture capital fund while we were out there. So we've invested in about 30 companies doing that. And to pay the bills, because that doesn't pay the bills, that's kind of a long-term thing. I'm in right. software sales. And so I work at a company called LogMeIn. And they make a lot of collaboration and cybersecurity pieces of software. And so I'm in sales there. We live way outside of Raleigh, North Carolina, in the country. Julia is a fourth-year med student, about to become a doctor in another 6 or 7 months here. We're enjoying the country life. Being from Georgia, this is kind of more my speed. I like having my own land and, a lot of space to play ball, play ball in the yard. My backyard right. is the size of a football field. So, it's fantastic. Yeah. So,
That's great.
It's been great. And I'm almost wrapping up my MBA at, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I've been doing it part-time for a couple of years now. So I'll join you in the MBA ranks, James.
Well, that's great to hear. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
But you're living in Raleigh and you're going to say, now there's a town called Cary, North Carolina. You wouldn't by chance be living in Cary, right? Are you living in Cary?
No, I don't. No, I don't. Okay. I most of my coworkers do though. That's the kind of the popular place to live. Yeah.
That's where NC State coach Jim Valvano used to live. You guys remember I was friends with him, but before he had passed before you guys got there, but obviously I talked about him all the time. But when you say Raleigh, I think of NC State, obviously, and where he coached.
Yep.
Now you guys are doing great, and obviously I knew it from the first time I met you that you guys were going to be doing unbelievably well outside of the baseball field. And I'm very proud of both of you for not only what you're doing in the business world, but the type of husbands, father and soon to be father and grandson and son that you guys are. That's what it's all about. And that's what attracted me to you guys to begin with, is the type of people that you are. Now, if you were to talk to any of our guys now, what advice would you give them about being on the team and when they graduate? Wade, we'll start with you.
I think with being on the team, really do take it seriously and cherish it, because it's one of those, I'm 28. I'm not even an old guy yet. But even at this age, being out of undergrad now for coming up on 7 years, you really kind of look back and you miss it. And I don't really have regrets from it. If anything, I just would have never played football. I would have just started with baseball and played the whole time through. But, I wished I would have had more time to play and would have had more games. So I think just, advice to the guys from a baseball perspective, take it seriously, go to sleep an hour earlier the night before the games. And so you can really have fun and remember those times. You're not going to remember the 150th time you played beer pong with your fraternity brothers, but you'll definitely remember if you hit a game winning double. So,
great line.
And then on the academics front, relax. If you get a 3.5 compared to a 3.7 GPA, you're still going to make a lot of money and be a very successful person in whatever you want to do. And so get your work done, compete and do everything you're trying to do, but don't freak out. It's all going to work out. I promise. Like I said, I was on academic probation. I had a 2.5 GPA after my first semester at Carnegie Mellon. And I worked out fine. So don't, get your work
sure
done,
did.
But don't freak out. That would be my academic advice to the people at CMU.
All right. James, what about on the field advice and off the field advice?
Yeah. So, I think, along the same lines, it's just like in my mind is enjoy your time there playing, right? Like that'd be my advice is, it doesn't last forever. And it's a ton of fun when you're there. So just like enjoy the moment and enjoy what you're doing, every day, playing baseball and, you're there to have fun. So try not to, you know, overstress yourself and, you know, put too much pressure on yourself from playing, because you're going to miss it at the end, and, you know, you want to enjoy it in the moment as well. And then kind of like, both advice on the field and off the field, I think is like, one, you're going to love this, Claudio, is just listen to you, right? Like, obviously, you know what you're talking about. listen to my man, Claudio. But like, more seriously too, is like, you know, I think what you've served for me is like a real role model in terms of like how important it is to find something you're passionate in, right? Like, you're so passionate about baseball and what you do. And like, you know, I think from that sense, it's like you've got a million irons in the fire, but I think you do it because you really love what you do. And it's a great example, to kind of look up to as a student and as someone at that young age, trying to figure out, you know, what do I want to do with my life? And like, I think you're a great example of like, find something you're passionate in and just don't ever stop pursuing those goals. Right. And I think that's my advice to people, is find something that you really do care about and want to do, and, you know, go all in.
I appreciate that, James. Thank you. Thank you. And Wade, I appreciate what you said. And I'm going to make sure my players listen to this podcast, because you guys are role models, like I said, for everybody. We see the guys on TV and all that kind of stuff, but, what you guys have done academically, the challenges there, and what you have become in life, in the office and out, is definitely something to look up to. And again, we'll get to that at the end of the show. But we're going to take our last commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield, Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Center. We'll be right back with CMU Baseball Hall of Famers Wade Brogdon and James Langhauser. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070. Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results, and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations. Okay, guys, we're back, and we're going to have something here we call the Dreher Physical Therapy Lightning Round. Quick answers, quick questions, quick answers. First, Wade, do you keep up with any Pittsburgh sports teams?
Yeah, I follow the Steelers still, Steel City.
Okay. James?
You know, not especially. You know, I watch football, so I keep up with the Steelers, but I don't particularly care for them. So
that was one of our things that we had in common. That's what we always used to talk about. Now, James, what do you miss about Pittsburgh?
You know, I think I just miss the kind of like the accessibility of the city, right? Like there's a lot of options there, and it's not too crowded. It's not too overwhelming. I really enjoyed like the friendliness too of the people in the city. Not everyone's as friendly in New York and Philadelphia. So
how about you, Wade?
Once I graduated, I lived in the North Shore.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh my gosh, I loved the city skyline at night, being able to walk to work, and walked all the baseball games at PNC Park. So, just that part of the city, the nightlife as well was just a great time. So I really love Pittsburgh. I wouldn't mind ending up there one day. That's for sure.
That would be nice for sure. James, you're a big Yankee fan. Who's winning the World Series this year?
Yankees.
All right.
Now, Braves. The Braves have a good shot. My Braves this year.
Yeah, they do. I was going to ask you, Wade. Yeah, I was going to say. That's why I asked it, because I think there's a chance. There's a chance it could be Atlanta.
Don't count them out. Don't count them out.
No.
They got some young talent that could show up. If they get hot in the championship series, which I think they'll get to, they got a shot.
James, I don't know if you remember this. What's that?
Come back and just start belting some home runs in the playoffs. So.
I would hope so. The only team that scares me is Houston in the American League, because they just have so much pitching. And if those guys, Yankees start going for 500-foot home runs, that's going to be a problem. But we'll see what happens there. But, James, I don't know if you remember there was a guy, his name was Pat Cavanaugh, who I got to get him on the show. He owns the company Cron's and the Come Ready Nutrition Bar. He had tickets for me, two tickets for the Yankee Philly World Series. And he called me, I think he called my house and I didn't check my answer machine. I checked it the day after. He had two tickets for the Yankee Philly game, which I'd have brought you. We would have drove to Philly. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do remember that. I remember watching the game at your house. Eventually.
Yeah, at my house. A matter of fact, it was you, Tabata, and John Collins were watching the game at my house. And there was a coach from, I do remember where he was from. But anyway, he called me up for some reason and he said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Sounds like you're busy." I said, "I just have some of my players here." He said, "Oh, that's a cardinal sin." I said, "What is? Having your players watching a ball game with you." I said, "Why is that?" He said, "Oh, they won't listen to you after that. They won't respect you." I said, "What are you talking about? These guys are the best." So they're watching World Series. Then tomorrow when I tell them to steal, they're going to tell me to go to hell. No, that's not the way it works here, right? And then I don't know if you remember, James, but it was Penn State Fayette. But when we played them, there was arguments between their coach and a couple of players. And I said, maybe he should have invited them to watch the World Series. You know what, guys, this was really very special to me, and having you guys on, and it's been something that I've been wanting to do for a while, but I'm going to make a quick announcement here. We have some awards that we pass out to our baseball players at our Hall of Fame banquet, Hall of Fame / award banquet. And I wanted to honor some guys who were incredibly important to our program. One of them is a young man named Patrick Perpera, who I didn't have the good fortune of coaching. Unfortunately, he had passed away in an accident. And some of his former teammates asked me if I could name an award after him. And he was a very good defensive player. So we have the Defensive Player Award named after him. And then Brian Tabata, who you guys remember, was an unbelievable catcher. And he was tough. I mean, Brian wanted to catch every game, every inning, and he pretty much did. And so I have the toughest player of the year named after him. Then John Collins was the best pitcher. You know, John was an unbelievable pitcher. And he's having a baby soon, by the way. And so I named our award for our best pitcher after John Collins. Then I have the offensive player of the year named after James, because you know, James could hit, he could steal a base, so on and so forth. So appropriately, the Offensive Player of the Year award is named after James. And now, starting this year, we're going to have the leadership award, the person on the team who demonstrates the most leadership. And we have not had that award before, and this is going to be our first year coming up, and we're going to name that after Wade. And so Wade, your name is going to be on a plaque, and deservingly so. And I can't
That's
wait
awesome.
To hand that out. Well, you deserve it. You know, you guys, you guys were very important to me and still are, obviously. And I appreciate you guys very much. And like I said, whatever credit I get, it's you guys deserve the credit, because you guys were the ones who were playing and performing and doing everything that you did, and made my job a hell of a lot easier and more fun. And like I said,
thank you,
appreciate Claudia. You guys.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
That's
thank
fantastic.
You.
Hey, we have one thing to ask for you. So do us a favor and have the current players reach out to us for career help or resume reviews or talking baseball, whatever the case may be. Tell them to not hesitate. And that applies to all of us within our 7-year span, because that's 06.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
2012.
Yeah,
so, appreciate that. Tell them, it's not imposing on us. Just text us or send us an email, and we're happy to help.
Yep.
Completely second that. Yeah. And I'll be on campus occasionally too, upcoming for some recruiting stuff, and I'm happy to talk to any of the players while I'm there.
Oh, good. Well, let me know when you're there, and love to see you. Maybe we can sneak you guys in a game and get you a few cuts. I'm sure you have some eligibility left, but again, guys, I talk about you all the time, think about you all the time, extremely proud of you. I can't say that enough. Your families were great families. I'm talking about your parents, your grandfather, Wade, and like I said, I'm very proud of what you guys have become. Certainly not surprised. I knew that you guys were going to be, Hall of Famers off the field as well. And, thank you so much for being on the show, and I appreciate it. And we'll definitely stay in touch.
Thank you, Claudio. I appreciate it. Take care, Coach.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, right, thank you. Great. Thank you guys for being on. Thank you both.
Right,
thank you
care.
Both. All right. Guys. Okay, everybody. Well, hope you enjoyed the show. I know I did. Tough for me to get through because like I said, they're very special people for sure. And appreciate them being on the show. I want to thank Adam Zalouf, another great young man who's killing it in Boston. He's doing a great job out there with his work. And we're coming up on our 1-year anniversary here in a few weeks, and could not do the show without Adam. That's for damn sure. And he is unbelievable at what he does. So I appreciate him. You guys can listen to the show on ClaudioRelsano.com, Stitcher, iTunes, and Spotify. You can subscribe to the channel as well. As always, we have a bunch of great guests coming up. Make sure you tune in. And I got to mention one more time, the Hammer of Justice Tour. Thor, our guest a few weeks ago, is live in concert September 21st, 9 p.m. at the Hotel Eveline, or Eveline, whichever way they pronounce it. I don't think they care, as long as you go to the concert. In Bloomfield, Pennsylvania, phone number is area code 412-681-9677. And that's with Eric Jackson Lurie Productions, LLC. Once again, the phone number is 412-681-9677. I'll definitely be there. Looking forward to it. And as always, want to thank my mom and dad. I'll talk a little bit about them in October. That's kind of a special month in a way, but I'll mention them. And always like to thank them. And as always, thank all of you for listening. Appreciate it. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRelsano.com.
Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, 814-503-8070. Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.